And he's not, the man who is going to speak is not a stranger or a visitor, but he's our own brother who has been with us for many years. And we have all been to the same school of ministry. And we have worked for a long time. And by the grace of God, he is blessing the nation. And I say God has lifted him to the level of an evangelist, whereby both Italians and the Africans are enjoying the good news gospel preached by our brother. So today, so glad to welcome my dear brother, Trevor. Can you receive him with a clap of hands? He's an evangelist, Trevor, please.
Thank you.
As the Lord leads.
Okay. God bless you. How are you guys? Okay. Hope you don't mind my outfit today. I said today I won't do the suit style, you know. I'll go traditional today. Amen. That's the Igwe stuff. You know what? Today is going to be more like a teaching session. Amen? Teaching session. Praise God. So if we just be a bit still, quiet, we're going to hear some strange things today. Amen? Just do a short prayer. Are we there? Father, we bless your name. We exalt you. These are the sheep of your pasture. This is your flock, O God. Blessed be your name. Come and visit your people today. Let us just be like, you know, instruments in your hands today. On my own, I can do nothing, but I know with you all things are possible. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. Now, we are going to go a bit deep today. I wrote a book titled The Seven Trumpets. Are you listening? The Seven Trumpets. The Return to the Alpha and the Omega. The Return to the Alpha and Omega. The Seven Trumpets. Praise God. And of course, it's a book that has raised a lot of eyebrows around the world. Brethren have called me and all that kind of stuff. And I just said, I'm going to lay the foundation for this. I cannot preach everything in 1 hour, but I believe in future, Pastor Isaac will open the door for me again. I pay tribute to the pastor of the church, Isaac, who has been very supportive of what the Lord has delivered unto me. Praise God. Right from the days of my youth, when I was in university, I had a visitation from the Lord. And some of these things that I heard, I tried to run away from the Lord for many years. But the Lord kept on telling me I have to declare what he showed me. Praise God. Because the things that the Lord showed me were not just for me, but for the brethren. Even right here in this church, ministers have come here and have said the same thing in this church here. That you have word of God and you have to say what God has showed you. In fact, even the prophet, I call him prophet, you wouldn't like it. Prophet Francis has even seen these visions 2 or 3 times in the past, years ago, but maybe you can't remember. Amen. So, I just thank God for this privilege. It's an honor to be a vessel in the hand of the Lord. Amen. This is the highest thing a man can ever attain to. Nothing else this world can offer is up to what being a servant in the house of God. That's why the psalmist says, one thing have I asked of the Lord, that I may what? Dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my house, and to behold his glory. That's just to be a servant in the house of God, nothing else. Amen? I don't want a name, I don't want title, I don't want anything. I just want to just serve the name of the Lord and behold his glory.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. And I tell you, if you behold the glory of God, you will what? You will die. You know what it means to die? No man can see God and what? And live. See, if you behold the glory of God, you will die. And I tell you, to die is a good thing. Because only as you die can you see life. You see, the life that we have put on in this world as mere mortals is a deviation from the truth. Praise God. That's why Jesus Christ says you must lose your life in this world to gain it. I'm going to explain all this today. You must lose your life to gain it. See, he didn't come to this world to promote your life upon the earth. He rather came to put an end to that life so that you can do what? Live in eternal life. Praise God. Something happened in the days of Jesus while the people were sleeping, everybody was going about their business on the earth. He took three disciples with him, only three. And he took them up a high mountain, 3 days journey. 3 days generally talk of the resurrection. A high mountain, an isolated mountain. The Bible says that the mountain was apart. Are you listening? A high mountain apart, separate. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And do you know what happened up there? What happened on top of that mountain? Are you afraid?
No.
You didn't fear?
No.
Say it. Transfiguration. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Jesus did what? He transfigured before his three disciples. Hallelujah. And there were only three disciples that were privileged to see that spectacle. Hallelujah. And when they saw that form of Jesus, they were filled with fear and trembling. Hallelujah. They saw Jesus Christ turning into a light body. His clothes became white. White. He said, whiter than any white you can see in this world.
Jesus.
And the glory cloud covered Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And out of that that cloud came a voice saying, "This is my son in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him."
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Where were the other people? Where were the multitudes? Where were the people that used to come to look for Jesus for miracles? Heal me. I want bread. I want promotion. I want a wife. I want a husband. Where were they? Can somebody answer that question? Where were they? Where were the other, you know, 9 disciples? There was only Peter, James, and John. Where were the other 9 disciples? Where were they? Because if they asked Jesus, "Jesus, we want to come with you," Jesus would say, "Yes, come." But where were they? They were nowhere to be found. Only a handful of people, a handful, was able to go up to see the real Jesus. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And that is the Jesus that God wants you to see today.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
They were beholding that same glorious man that God created in the beginning. You know, when God created man, he said, "Let's create man in our image and in our likeness. And let him have what? Dominion. Dominion over what? Everything. Let it rule and reign. Let it be like me. I am him, he is me. The image of God." Meaning that if you are seeing him, you are seeing what? God. The Bible says that what? He is the image of the invisible God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He is the brightness of his glory. The brightness of God's glory was all embedded in Jesus. And God was testifying, "This is my son in whom I am well pleased. Hear him." What are you hearing? What are you what hearing? Hearing. That was the important thing that God wants his people to do. To do what? To hear him. That's why the Bible says, "Mind how you hear." Mind how you what? You hear. Jesus Christ said this several times. You know the people who are out there for miracles? You are out there for good things in their flesh. How to progress your life in this world. And Jesus Christ will speak to them in parables, they were never interested. Only a few disciples will go to the back at night and ask Jesus, what did you mean by this parable? Please explain it to us. And Jesus Christ did what? Explain everything to them. See, not and you shall what? Ask and you shall. But what are you knocking for? What are you asking for? You see, our priorities have to be set aright. What are we praying for? What are we asking for as sons of God? See, if you have the revelation of what Christ is, you'll be asking Christ, the Spirit, you'll be asking the Father to show me the mystery of the kingdom of God. Everything that Jesus Christ did from day one to the end was all about the mystery of God's kingdom. Praise God. Because with his appearing, he has brought to light the mystery of life. With his appearing, he has brought to light the revelation of God's kingdom. What is God's kingdom? Do you know that the scribes and the Pharisees were asking Jesus that, how will the kingdom of God come? That is God's kingdom. How will it come? Do you know what Jesus Christ told them? What did he tell them? He said, you ignorant people, the kingdom of God is where? Where is it? It is where? Where is the kingdom of God? It is within you. The kingdom of God is where? Within you. It's in the book of Luke. Praise God. See, these are things that men lost through Adam. Hallelujah. And now I'm going to go into a bit of mysteries today, because you will discover that the Bible that you read is not a storybook. Are you listening?
Yes.
The Bible is not what? A storybook. It's not a historical account. It is a letter to you from the Spirit of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It is a letter trying to explain to you what went wrong and how you can get back into God's glory. Hallelujah. God wants us to see Jesus, the glorified Jesus, and be edified in the knowledge of that one that transfigured upon the mountain. Because if you do not know that that is the way you are asleep. Amen? If you do not know that the way Jesus Christ is the way you are what? Asleep. God did not create a sick person. God did not create a weak person. God did not create an inglorious person. God created man what? In his image and likeness. So what happened? What went wrong? Why is this spiritual darkness that we see in the world today? Why is the pain and the sorrow? Why? Why? Praise God. All these things are to be explained. We're going to explain them. Why are these things happen? Praise God. He has come to what? To destroy the works of what? The devil. Praise God. Do you know the work of the devil? He wants to hide your true identity from you. The devil does not want you to know who you are. Praise God. The devil has blinded the eyes of the understanding of men, so that they don't understand where they come from and who they are. And because of this, they suffer. They grow up in darkness. Day and night, not knowing who they are. Praise God. That's why Jesus Christ will stand and look at them. The multitudes. The Bible says will have compassion upon them. He was sorry for them. Because these are people who have been taken captive by the devil. Hallelujah. But he was revealed to what? To destroy the work of what? Of the devil. Praise God. And the way this victory is obtained in us today is how we can what? Are you listening? The importance to sit down and listen. There are times we want to please God, we want to do many things, big things to please God. We can't do anything. The only thing you can do is what? Remember Mary and Martha? Mary and Martha. What was happening? Martha was there serving, going up and down, serving guests, serving, running up and down. What was Mary doing? But from the normal, the wisdom of a man, if you look at the two of them, which one will you think is doing better? You think Martha is the one that will go to heaven, isn't it? I'm doing the works of God. Jesus Christ said, look, this one you are doing nothing. Nothing. The one that will pay you is how what? You will use them. Praise God. How many of us can be still with God and listen? How many of us can go into our closets at night and say, God, speak to me? Now, lie, some people, it's only when they see people, when they see crowd, they will jump and jump in. After that, that's the end of God. Amen? How many of us can be still to listen? Praise God. It is how we hear that matters. Praise God. That same voice that said, Lazarus, come forth. That same voice is the voice of the Father today speaking to his sons who are sleeping in the graves. Do you know men are dead? Let's talk to the book of Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Are we there? Verse 20. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 20. I'll read it. Now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that sleep. For since by man came death, by man came also what? The resurrection from the dead. For as in Adam what? All died. Even so in Christ shall all be made. Now, in Adam all, is it all or some?
All.
Is it the drunkard on the street and the Christians? Which one? Is it all or some? All. Hallelujah. All what?
Died.
So you can see that if you have a life, a physical life on this earth, and you're moving up and down, it's your daily business. You see it? You marry, you have a good family, you know, you are doing well, you know, God is answering my prayers, I've got land, I've got house. If we do not understand the truth, we are still what? Dead. See, in Adam, all what?
Died.
You see, that it's easy to read the Bible and say that Adam, it was Adam that sinned, and Adam transgressed, and Adam died. But Adam is a parable of every man on the earth today. Praise God. It does not matter how we try to be good as men, we cannot make it into God's kingdom as men. Because we are what? We are dead. As men. Mark it, as men. Praise God. But this hour, there is something they call an awakening. See, an awakening from the dead. See, have you heard the prophecies of Isaiah saying, thou that sleepest in the dust, arise. See it. Get thee up into the high mountain. See it. Remember the high mountain Jesus Christ went to with his disciples? Get thee up into the high mountains. He's not talking about one physical mountain somewhere in Jerusalem. He's talking about a high spiritual dimension. See it. When you see mountains in the Bible, you will see this talks about a spiritual dimension. A high elevated place. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus Christ says, I am from above, and you are from what? Beneath. You are the what? New Jerusalem. You are the city that is what? Set upon a that high place. Praise God. I'm about to complete a book on Noah. See, Noah is a very deep, deep book. It's a deep. Everything that Jesus Christ did, everything is in Noah. What you see that Noah's ark ended up on top of a mountain. You know that? Praise God. Thou that sleepest in the dust, awake. Paul says, arise, and Christ will what? Shine for you. You know, in Adam, we all went to sleep in the dust. Dust you are, dust you return. When Adam transgressed, he went to sleep in the dust. He died. You know, in the spiritual language, to be dead is to be, it's like being asleep. You know, when Lazarus was dead 3 days, Jesus Christ said he was asleep. I'm going to wake him up. So to be dead or to be asleep is the same thing. Praise God. When you are asleep, are you aware of what is happening around you? You see, that is how men are. They don't even know who, you don't know who. You lose all consciousness of reality when you are deep asleep. Praise God. But there's a voice in this hour saying, sons of God, beloved of God, comfort, hallelujah.
Amen.
Thou that sleepest, comfort from the graveyards of humanity. And as you come forth from the grave, you begin to discover that you are the very image and the likeness of God. Praise God. There is a beauty in you. There is a pearl of great price. Hallelujah. There is an you know, inestimable treasure that is in you. And nothing can take that thing from you. Nothing. Nothing that you fight, that you go through in this life can take away what is inside of you. Paul calls it treasures in what? Earthen vessels. Paul calls it the Christ in you. Now the Christ in you is the image of God. Is the image of God in you. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Is the glory of God in you. See, if this vessel of clay is broken, what will come out of that vessel is a light body. The beauty and the glory of God. All these things have been hidden from us. Because we are what? Deep asleep. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. So there is a voice coming forth. That voice today is a trumpet. You know, at times when you hear trumpet in the Bible, a trumpet, you know, you think that a trumpet is a physical thing. One big angel will come from heaven with wings. You know that? The angel will come put one leg on one river and one leg on another on the earth, and will go with a big trumpet and blow the trumpet. Praise God. You see, the book of Revelation is a book of symbols. You know me, a book of symbols. You know what's called a symbol? A symbol. When the Bible will call Jesus a lamp, it doesn't mean that you're going to see a lamp somewhere in the heaven. It's a symbol. See, the book of Revelation is a book of symbols. Big men. Big books all over, you see all over the shelves in the world today. Big letters, big names, big books, you know. When you read them, they don't have an understanding of what the book of Revelation is. Hallelujah. Somebody say, but what gives you the authority to say it? Hallelujah. Praise God. The Lord has showed me. Hallelujah. And that which I have seen is what I testify to you. Praise God. Not for my glory, but for your glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. So it's our ability to hear the trumpet. It is sounding in this hour right now. Telling the sons of God to awake. What's your name, brother?
Morgan.
Morgan. See, the trumpet is sounding, saying, Morgan, arise from the dead. Morgan, awake and come into your glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Because God has got, you know, a work for you. He wants to take you to a higher place. Brother Morgan. Hallelujah. He wants to take you to a higher dimension. You see, he wants to tutor you. You are a special breed. You are not just ordinary kind of Christian, eh? You see it? He wants to, you know, tutor you and take you in a way that very few people have passed. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'll give you a free copy of the book. See it? You read it. God wants to lift you up. Hallelujah. You explode. Hallelujah. Declare the gospel. Hallelujah. Everywhere you go. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And everybody too that hears the word, this same thing will happen to him. Hallelujah. Praise God. God does not know any man.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
He only knows the inner man in you. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
So all have died in Adam and all shall be made alive in Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Christ represents the image of God. That is what we are. That is what the gospel from heaven reveals today. See, if you discover who you truly are, that means you can walk upon the waters like Jesus Christ walked. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus Christ says, the work that I do, you shall do what? Also, and greater work shall he do. Amen? Those that believe, those that get the revelation. Hallelujah. It is present right now and we can do it right now. Amen? Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now go further in Corinthians chapter 15. Are we following?
Yes.
Hope I'm not going too fast. The most important thing is that you understand, not just talk, not big language, grammar, big things. No, it's what you understand that matters. Hallelujah.
Amen.
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 47. Are we there?
Yes.
The first man is of the earth, Ephi, and the second man is the what?
Lord.
The Lord from heaven. As is the Ephi, such are they also that are what? Ephi. And as is the heavenly, such are they also that are what? Heavenly. And as we have what? Now listen to this scripture. As we have borne the image of the Ephi, so shall we do what?
So shall we bear the image of
the
heavenly.
Who is the heavenly man? Who is the heavenly man?
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Am I the one who wrote it there? He said that you are born the image of the what? Ethi. The Ethi is the dust. Are you hearing me? In Adam, you are born the image of the Ethi, which is the dust. You are reduced into a lowly man. Have you heard of what they call the mark of the beast? Hallelujah. You know, you see big books on shelves. They say somebody will come and write a physical mark on your head, you know. Hallelujah. Do you know that when Adam took up the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil in the book of Genesis chapter 3, do you know he was receiving from the beast? The Bible says that the serpent was the most subtle of the beasts. Praise God. From the moment Adam took of that fruit, Adam became conformed to the image of what? The beast. That is the Ethi. That is the dust. When we struggle with lust, we struggle with sin, consciousness, we struggle with lust. Some people want to serve God, some people want to love God, but they don't seem to know how to. See, I was talking to somebody one day. He said he has tried everything that he has given up. That he knows that this is not for him. There are many people like this. They cry day and night. And God, teach me how to love. I can't love. God, why? Because men are bound to the image, to that nature of the beast. They are bound to the terrestrial. See, to the empty man, to that lusty nature. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But the good thing is that the gospel, through the gospel, we can now begin to put on the image of what? The heavenly man. Paul says, put on what? Christ. Put on Christ. It's your consciousness. Put on Christ by faith. And begin to walk in the revelation of your spiritual self. Do you know that you are spirit? Do you know your father is spirit? Do you know that you are invisible? Do you know that image that Jesus Christ displayed upon the mountain of transfiguration is an invisible body? Hallelujah. That is the true Jesus. That's the true Jesus that says before Abraham was, I am. Praise God. The Bible says that there is nothing created, nothing seen or unseen that was not created by Christ. Now, if Christ created all things, it is obvious that it is invisible. Because the thing that we see must have come out from the thing that is what? Invisible. Praise God. Hallelujah. That is the image you are called to put on. And do you know that the mystery of it all is that Christ is not just one body. He's not one person. Do you know that? Christ is a many-membered body. Are you listening?
Yes.
Have you heard the body of Christ before? The body of Christ. It's one body, many members. Paul said that he has made known the mystery of his will. The Father has made known the mystery of his will, which is to what? To gather all. Amen?
Amen.
To gather all back into what? Into Christ. Are you listening? He that is joined to the Lord is one spirit with the Lord. The Lord is the spirit. And we are all one with the Lord. Do you know what moment before Jesus Christ finally left? When is it Martha or Mary went to Mary Magdalene, went to meet him. You know what he told her? Say, I go to my father and your my God and your God. Do you believe that the same God of Jesus is the same, our same God?
Yes.
Do you mean that the same Father of Jesus is our Father?
Yes.
Do you believe that we are brethren?
Yes.
Do you believe that we are one?
Yes.
That we share the same glory?
Yes.
All have seen and fallen short of the glory of God. But today we can enter back and live in that glory.
Hallelujah.
Brethren, it is possible. No matter what your doctors have told you, hallelujah. No matter how people have condemned you, hallelujah. No matter the travails you've been through as a man in this world, hallelujah. Take this revelation right now and run with it right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because you are hearing the truth from heaven today. Hallelujah. And as you hear this voice, let Satan begin to fall like lightning.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
That thing that has held you bound for years, that thing that has covered you and made you unfruitful, let it be destroyed in your life right now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because the veil is being removed right now from your face. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
No wonder when Jesus Christ called Lazarus forth, Lazarus had his face was what? Covered. His hands were tied. What did Jesus Christ say? Loose him, hallelujah. Loose him, hallelujah. And let him go, hallelujah. Let him go into the glorious liberty of the sons of God. Hallelujah. Set him free, hallelujah. He has come to set the captives free. He has come to restore the eyes of our understanding. Hallelujah. So that we can move freely as sons of God, ruling and reigning. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is the Father's good pleasure to do what? To give you the kingdom. See, that is the Father's heart. You know, we've had all kind of impression of what God is. God is, you know, people just think of God as somebody who is watching out for them. God is peeping at you every day. I'm waiting for you, your day is coming. Isn't that what we think of God? He's behind the door, just looking, waiting for you, peeping. Any small mistake, okay, we're coming. Your day is coming. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. The will of God, praise God, is to give you the kingdom. The kingdom of the glory, hallelujah.
Amen.
The kingdom of power, hallelujah.
Yes.
The kingdom of might, hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
The kingdom of wisdom, hallelujah.
Yes.
Joy, hallelujah, in the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
His will is to give you that kingdom, hallelujah.
Amen.
So that you can live as fulfilled sons of God upon the earth, hallelujah.
Yes.
You know, when people see you, what they see is the plantings of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
They see the trees of righteousness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when they see the trees of righteousness, they stretch out their hands to eat of the fruits. And when they taste the fruits, they say, oh, God is good. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. That is why in the book of Revelation chapter 22, when John the Apostle saw the New Jerusalem, he saw trees on either side of the river of life. Amen?
Amen.
Who are those trees? See, he said the trees bear their fruits in, you know, every month, every season, and they do what? They have leaves. Leaves for the healing of the nations. Who are those trees? You are the trees. You are those trees planted by that river of living water. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
By their fruits you will what? You will know them. See it. The fruits of the Spirit, joy, peace, gladness, faith, hope. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are the plantings of the Lord. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So this book here speaks about the seven trumpets. We're going to browse through them very fast. I know Pastor Isaac will come here another day to complete it. There are seven messages to the seven churches. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the book of Revelation chapter 1, I'm going to go through it often. Hallelujah. Amen. I will go through it what? Often. I expect that people will go back to read, isn't it?
Yes.
Also, you get a copy of the book. Amen.
Amen.
And just read these things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Get lost in God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't be carried away with the things of this life. Amen.
Amen.
They are what? They are passing away. I was in Nigeria some days ago, and I saw my friends. Those my friends we used to go to parties together. We used to drink beer together. When I saw a lot of them now, you see some of them getting gray hair. And I told one of them, man, that's how time they go. See it? That's how time goes without knowing everything is over. Amen? If we are wise, what are we going to do? I will follow on to know the Lord. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I will hold on to what? Eternal life. Because the life that we have as ordinary men, that is not eternal life. It will pass away. The wind will blow, and you look for it. It's no more. It's nowhere to be found. Amen. We don't. Men actually, they find it hard to listen. When somebody dies around us, oh, we all cry. Oh, after 1 day, 2 days, everybody carry on with his life. I beg, forget. When you ask them, they say, don't die. I beg, go. Let's move on. Amen. Another one happens. Oh, you know, I beg. So we forget things very easily as men. Amen. What to guide against this attitude? See, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. That's the mind of the men of this world. Let us eat and drink. See, but that's not the mind of we who are called to salvation. Hallelujah. We are called to do what? To hold on to what? Eternal life. Praise God. Do you know people in the Bible, like, you know Enoch? Have you heard of Enoch? The Bible says Enoch walked with God. Enoch did not what? He did not die. Praise God. Enoch did not what? He did not die. Hallelujah. He walked with what? With God. And God took him away. How much more we who have this grace? Hallelujah. this grace of all ages. Praise God. We who hear the voice of God in this hour, how much we, even Jesus Christ confirmed it. He said some of you standing here will not what? You will not what? Did I write it?
No.
Who are the ones standing here? It is those few who will ascend up with him and stand in that place, beholding the glory of God. These ones will never die. Hallelujah. In the book of Timothy, it is written that he has brought to light immortality and life. You know what it means to bring to light immortality and life? It is something that has been hidden from men. Do you know researchers, scientists, doctors, great men, gurus, they have all been looking for the answers to this thing they call death. Hallelujah. But today, through the gospel, we have the key. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He has given us what? The key. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that key comes through the revelation of Christ, the Son of God, that is in you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When Peter told Jesus, "You are Christ, the Son of God," Jesus Christ turned and looked at him and said, "Look, flesh and blood has not revealed this mystery to you. No man can know this mystery if it is not revealed to you from the Father of lights." Hallelujah.
Amen.
And upon this revelation, upon this understanding, upon this knowledge, will I be my church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the gates of hell shall not prevail over it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hell and death and the sorrows and the misery of men cannot prevail over this church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because that church is my body. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
That church is the body of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the Lord does not have death in himself. Hallelujah. God is light. In him there is what? No darkness at all. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. The revelation of Christ in you is the key that will loosen you from this weak nature of sin and catapult you into life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to go briefly explain something to you. In the book of Revelation chapter 1, John the apostle was on the island called what? Patmos. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Patmos. Amen.
Amen.
And he saw something on that island that made him what? Shake. Hallelujah.
Amen.
John the Apostle was the closest to Jesus of the disciples. You know that? He was very close to Jesus. But when he saw the real Jesus, the Bible says what? He went, that is, he almost fainted. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He was caught up into the heavens in the spirit on the Lord day. Hallelujah. And the Bible said that he heard a voice, a loud voice, like a trumpet. Hallelujah. The voice was like what?
Like a
trumpet. A loud trumpet. Do you know why it is like a trumpet? You know, when you are deep asleep, when you hear a trumpet come and sound in your ears, very loud, you're not going to jump up. Hallelujah. It's the voice of the Lord. It's the voice of the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can you hear the trumpet now? Can you hear the trumpet now? Hallelujah. Can you hear the trumpet? Hallelujah. Praise God. That's the voice of the Spirit speaking in this hour.
Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said that he heard a voice like the voice of a trumpet. And when he turned around, he received the shock of his life. He saw one like a man standing in the midst of seven golden candlesticks. He was standing and there were seven candlesticks with lights, bright lights. And when he looked again, his hair was long, white as snow. Hallelujah. His eyes were like what? Flames of what? Of fire. Praise God.
Amen.
He had a white garment that got down to the feet. He had a belt over his chest. He had a shoe, you know, burning like, you know, brass, that was placed in the furnace, hot, burning. Hallelujah. In his right hand was 7 stars. And his voice was like the voice of what? Many waters. Do you know what John was seeing? He was seeing Christ. If you study the vision properly, it is very similar to the transfigured Jesus Christ. You know that? His face was shining like the sun. Exactly the way it was in the book of the Gospels when Jesus Christ transfigured. Amen. His garment was white up to the feet. That is the same white garment that Jesus transfigured with. Hallelujah. And you know, God was actually showing him a picture of the body of Christ. Amen. The voice of many waters speaks about nations, tongues. See, it's when you read further, it explains that these waters are nations, tongues, people, tribes, speaking with what? With one voice in Christ. The 7 candlesticks, golden candlesticks, on by side, he says, are the 7 churches. And he says that the 7 stars at the right hand were what? The 7 angels or messengers of the 7 churches. Do you know that you are a star of God?
Hallelujah.
Do you know your stars?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. The Bible speaks about in Daniel. Daniel saw the resurrection from the dead. And he saw those who were righteous shining as the stars. Jesus Christ says that at the end of the age, the righteous will shine like the sun in the Father's kingdom.
Hallelujah.
See, this depicts the glory of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know what you would do at night? Get away from all the everybody and just go outside and look at the stars. Who do you think those stars are? Who are the stars? It's you.
Hallelujah.
These are the stars of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. You are the morning stars.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
You are the brightness of His glory. You are the image of God. Amen. When people see you, they're supposed to be seeing the glory of God. When people touch you, they're supposed to be touching what? The glory of God. This is what Paul calls the mystery of godliness. God manifests in the flesh, seen by men and angels, taking back up into glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. Do you know, if you walk the way you are known of God, if you walk exactly as children of God, do you know when people come to see you, when they touch you, they're touching the very express image of God.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
The gospel is to edify the church and to bring them back into that glorious body. The intention is to gather the church back into what? Into that place. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. You can start to reign right now in life. You don't have to die to reign. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You don't have to go somewhere to reign. You can reign right now in life. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You can reign right now in your life. Your prayer is that thy kingdom come. Let me know the mystery of Christ, that I may know him. See, Paul says that I may what? I am traveling that you may what? Bring forth Christ. You may birth Christ. You know the way a woman brings forth a baby into the world? The prayer is that we all what? Birth Christ. Out of our womb, we what? We birth the Christ. Hallelujah. Even the men have wombs. What about spiritual things here? Somebody said, amen, hallelujah.
Amen.
To what? To beg Christ. Somebody gave a song today about somebody who was barren. A brother gave a song earlier on today about a sister who was barren. And yes, and the person prayed and God gave the person a child. Praise God. Hallelujah. Do you know that those are spiritual revelations? Do you know that as men we are barren? When you don't walk in the glory and the image of God, you are barren. See, but right now, like Sarah, we all are bringing forth birth. That womb that was dead, we all can bring forth Christ, the sons of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. So there were seven messages to the seven churches. Those messages represent the good tidings. It is the messages come to gather the church back into the body of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It is you that the Lord is concerned about. Praise God. If you can just get this revelation and walk in it, people will call you from all over the world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is wonderful. You know, I don't want to, if I tell you certain things, emails I receive from all over the world, and I begin to remember years ago when I was young, prophecies I had, I used to think God is great. Even this morning, as I was about coming, a sister wrote me from London that she saw me, you know, going to places to minister, you know, all over the world. And she didn't know that I was receiving. I had to not tell her, yeah, I received some invitations to say something about the world. God can do it through you. Now, if you knew my past, you would think that this was impossible. See, but with God, all things are what?
Possible.
See, the barren womb can be what? Made fruitful.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. It's for everybody. There's no special person. See, anybody who wants what will receive. That is the principle of God. God does not withhold anything from any man. If you knock on the door, what? The door will be what? If you ask what, you will receive. Hallelujah. Praise God. That is our Father. He does not withhold anything from any man. So his good intention is to give you the glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In Adam, we became naked. We became miserable. We became sick. We became poor. See, we lost the glory of God. But the seven trumpets, which you will see in this book, are the seven messages to the seven churches, telling the people to come back into their lost glories.
Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah. Amen. I'll just go fast. This message is not easy. Eh? you need 1 week. But go fast. Amen. And most important, I think you will read the books later. Will you read them?
Yes.
Somebody said, you read them.
Yes.
That's the most important thing. That you get the content. See, if you don't understand it, you can always ask questions. There are emails. You can always ask, what does this mean, you know? And God will give you everything you want freely. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. So there are seven messages, seven trumpets. Hallelujah. Which is the message to you and I. Seeking to restore us back to our glory in God. Hallelujah. The first message is the message to the church in Ephesus. Amen. It says, what does it say? Remember your first love. Amen?
Amen.
Remember your first love. I'm not talking of your boyfriend or girlfriend. Hallelujah. Praise God. Some people don't want to remember that one, I beg. Hallelujah. Remember your first love and return to your first love, and I will give you what? I will give you access to the tree of life. Your reward for obeying that trumpet is the tree of life. Amen. You remember the tree of life? What happened? What happened in Genesis? Adam was what? He was driven away from the tree of life. He was what? Driven away from the tree of
life.
But the grace of God has appeared from heaven today to to give us access back to where? The tree of life, so that we can eat of the tree of life and live. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Praise God. The tree of life is not somewhere in the Middle Orient. See, Christ is the tree of life. Amen.
Amen.
He talks about once more partaking of the glory of Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. The second one is what? The second message, which is the second trumpet, the church is seeing now, says, be faithful unto death. Hallelujah. Don't go away, you people. I can see people are getting tired. I'll soon be over. Amen.
Amen.
Be faithful unto what? Death. And I'll do what? I'll give you the crown of life. Can you see that to live, you must what? You must die. He says, be faithful unto what?
Death.
Now, what does it mean? Death of what? Be faithful unto the death of the old man, which is the man of the flesh, which is the Adamic man, which is the terrestrial man. Amen. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you what? The crown of life. You see it? You know that was a rich man. You know the story of the rich man who wanted to follow Jesus? You know that? He wanted to follow Jesus, and when Jesus Christ told him that, look, you have to give everything away to follow me, he was sad. He left Christ. Amen. Our ability to let go of our lives as terrestrials and lay a hold on the spiritual life of Christ is what will give us life. Amen. We move on fast. Number three, he talks about the doctrine of Balaam. Are you there? Which causes the children of God to commit fornication? Now he says that if you obey the voice of the trumpet, which says that you should abstain from this doctrine, he will do what? He will give you a new name. Are you listening? A new name. Now what does it mean to fornicate in spiritual language? You read it in the book, it's very deep. Fornication is much beyond the physical man and woman thing, eh? It goes beyond that. Hallelujah. Because we are supposed to be married to who? To Christ. We are what? We are one spirit with what? With Christ. See, Paul speaks about the mystery of marriage. At the end of the mystery of marriage, which is between the church and Christ. Our oneness with Christ the Spirit. Amen. So this doctrine of Balaam is the doctrine of the world that brings about a separation between the church and what? And Christ. Praise God. We move on. Those who obey this trumpet, they receive what? A new name. When you walk in a new name, he talks about walking in a new nature. See it, in a new identity. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A new name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Have you heard of the 144,000 upon Mount Zion? Has somebody heard of that before? 144,000 upon Mount Zion. The Bible says that they had a new name upon their what? Because it's a new nature. See it. A new nature. When you have a new name, it's a new nature. Praise God. This is a new name that we get when you inherit in Christ. Amen. I'm going to jump now. We're going to the seventh trumpet. Praise God. You have other four, five, six, but I'm going to jump to the seventh trumpet, which is very, very clear trumpet. Hallelujah. Somebody read in book of Revelation chapters 3. Can you read, brother? Revelation chapter 3. Start off from verse 17.
reading from Revelation
chapter 3, verse 17.
Chapter 3, verse 17.
You can't find it.
You say, I'm rich, have accurate wealth, and do not need things. But you do not realize that you are what? Pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. Amen.
Carry on.
18. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, so you can become rich, and white clothes to wear, so you can cover your shameful nakedness, and salve to put on your eyes, so you can see. Amen.
Carol.
19 says, those whom I love, I rebuke and discipline, so be earnest and repent and repent. 20. Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and eat with him, and he will with me. 21. To him who overcomes, I will give the right to sit with me on my throne, just as I overcome and sat down with my Father on his throne. 22 says, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the church. Amen.
And he says, he that has an ear, let him what?
Hear
what the Spirit is saying.
Yes.
Do you know that the world cannot hear that? The world is distracted. Everybody wants to make money. Everybody wants to gain the glories of this world. You know, in the days of Noah, it was the same thing. When Noah was building the ark and receiving from the Lord, everybody was going about their business. You know that? And what happened? At the end, they were all swept away and killed. Hallelujah. But Noah was saved. Praise God. I tell you today, God is giving us the possibility to return back to that same glory that we lost in Adam. He says here that, look at yourself. Don't you know that you are naked? Don't you know that you are miserable? Don't you know that you are blind? You know what nakedness means? Spiritual nakedness. You remember Adam? What did Adam say? Adam said, I am naked. That is why at times some of us we hide away from God. Some people clap and say, God, if God walks here today, some people, they are off. You won't see they are gone. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's a sin consciousness that has taken a hold on man. Man feels unworthy, guilty. Man can't stand in the presence of God. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that in his presence is what? The fullness of what?
Joy.
Hallelujah. In his presence is what? The fullness of what? Joy. Adam was slipping away from that place. He became naked. He lost the riches in glory in God. He became blind. And when you are blind, you don't see. You don't understand. Hallelujah. You know, you can have physical eyes and you are what? Blind. You can have all the money in this world, all the land and all the houses, and yet be a poor, miserable person. Praise God. But the Lord says one thing. I cancel you this hour to buy up from me gold refined in the fire. I knock on what? The door. Where's your door? If you allow me to enter in and dine with you, to sup with you, to fellowship with you. I think you can see the key here. Do you have an individual relationship with God? Amen. Do you commune with God? The psalmist says that I will, on my bed, I will commune with God in the night seasons. Do you commune with God? Hallelujah. The Lord teaches my hands to walk. Hallelujah. Is this Psalm 18? It says that the Lord will give me counsel and he will lead me to that path of life. Thou will not allow thy Holy One to see what? Corruption. Hallelujah. When you listen to God and fellowship with God, God will show you the secrets of life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's about here, listening. Hallelujah. And he will raise you back into your glory in God. He says that I will give you white garments and I will anoint your eyes once more so that you can see the glory of God. And the ultimate promise is what? I will grant you to do what? To sit with me on where? On my throne. That's the throne of God, eh? He's not talking about the throne of man here. Praise God. The throne of what?
God.
Of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So what happens now? I now have my crown of life. I now have my crown of life. I now have my riches in glory. I now have my covering, my light garments that I lost. My eyes are now opened. And I'm now seated in heavenly places, ruling and reigning in God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That dominion, that authority, that majesty that I lost in the fall of Adam has been what? Restored to me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But it can come by only one thing. How we, that is all. Praise God. If you listen, you will know that you are what? The sons of glory. You will know that you are the bright and morning star. It is written that to those who overcome, I will give them the bright and the morning star.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, praise God. You know the Bible is so good. When you read, you see the psalmist says, show me wonderful things in your word. Hallelujah. When you read the Bible, you will marvel at the precious promises of God for those who will dare to trust him in a perverse generation. Yes, at times there are pressures in this world, isn't it? Pressures at your workplace, pressures in your finances, pressure from your husband, from your wife, your children, pressure around you. But if you will dare to stand still and listen to the Lord, oh praise God, he will open your ears to hear wonderful things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And your faith to enter in comes by what? See, it's what you will hear that will open your gates into God's kingdom. You can begin to reign right now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This book is titled The Seven Trumpets, Return to the Alpha and the Omega. In the book of Job, one of the people to say to Job, if thou return to the Almighty, you know who the Almighty is? The Alpha and the Omega, which is Christ. Hallelujah. If thou turn to the Almighty, thou shalt be what? Thou shalt be built up. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Almighty shall be thy defense. Thou shalt decree a thing and it shall be what? established for you. Hallelujah. It shall be what? It shall be done in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You know, we're not just called to say in Jesus' name and pray in Jesus' name. We are called to walk in that name. We are called to walk in that eternal name. That is our calling. Do you know that? In my name, they will do this and they will do that. In my name. These are those who are walking back into their true identities as sons of God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. So let us just say one thing together. I am the glory of God.
I am the glory of God.
I am the image of God.
I am the image of God.
I am the brightness of His glory.
I am the brightness of His glory.
Hallelujah. Amen. The same way Jesus was one with the Father, so are we one with our Father. Say it. The same way Jesus is one, so are we also one with the Father. This is what God wants us to know. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are hearing secrets hidden from the foundation of the world. Are you hearing?
Yes.
Secrets hidden from the foundation of the world. It is written in Isaiah that my servant will reveal things that are what hidden from what? The foundation of the world. See, this is of what they have been brought to light through the gospel in this hour. Hallelujah.
Let me give an applause. A thank you to the Lord. As a prayer that the Lord increase him and the Lord strengthen him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.